Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they remind you the Rutherford County 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration is coming up, so mark your calendars for Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE's Energy Trailer, their Energy Hub trailer, is going to be there, and you'll have interactive and energy-efficient displays to see, and kids are going to have a good time, a kids zone, all kinds of great fun for the whole family, April 20th on the Square. More information at rcearthday.com. Well, we're talking about Read to Succeed here this morning. Jolene Radnati joins us, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Doing well. Good to have you here today. And we're going to talk about Spelling Bee coming up, but with so many new people moving into the area, I always like to give the opportunity for you to share about Read to Succeed's mission and what you do.
Thank you, Brian. Read to Succeed is a nonprofit. We've been here for 20 years, and our mission is to improve lives in Rutherford County for children and adults through literacy programs and events. So we work with children at schools. We provide great programs, and we have a lot of fun family literacy nights. We do imagination stations with some pre-K programs, and then we do Adlit culturally relevant book clubs. We're just making sure we put books in the hands, hearts, and minds of the children, and modeling for those parents how important literacy is and reading every day. And then on the adult literacy side, we tutor anyone who lives or works in Rutherford County, 18 and older. We do adult basic education. So if they just need to improve their English or improve their literacy skills, not necessarily to obtain the high set, but maybe something for work, like maybe it's math or it's a science section, we can like hone and specify. If they specify what they need, we can work just on that, or we can help them get their high school diploma. It used to be called GED, but now it's called the high set. And then we have English as second language classes. We help our folks that are moving into our community that need to learn to read and write and speak English. That also segues into, we also help with citizenship. And then we also provide conversation hour as well. We want our folks to have that opportunity to be able to communicate with coworkers, other folks in our community, their children's teachers, and with their children.
Wow, that's a lot from especially how Read to Succeed began. I mean, your mission has really expanded, it sounds like.
Yes, I mean, in the beginning, we were just working with children and doing some after school and reading in the school's day and fun community events. But now we are fully trying to help literacy be prevalent in all families and have them, you know, it's a whole family approach, not just each individual.
Sure. I remember hearing the mayor was talking about, Murfreesboro mayor was talking about the number of, you know, students. I think the number was 140 within the last few months that have moved in, or this school year, and 108 of those are English as a second language. And so as our population grows, it seems like so is the need for not only children, but for adults too, their parents.
Yes. I mean, we find that often, sometimes I'll ask a learner, why do you want to learn English? You know, I always thought, well, to converse with my friends, my neighbors, you know, at work. But more than not, it's so they can converse with their children, because the child has lost that, their first language. And, you know, it's just a struggle for some families. And I would have never thought that.
I would have thought
it would have been, you know, used at home all the time, which it probably is. But once you move here, the kids are so immersed in English that, you know, their main language is put to the wayside.
Sure. And it becomes their main way of communicating,
right,
and communicating with their teachers and friends and things of that nature. And then the parents are left with, you know, what's being talked about here, really, sometimes,
right,
I guess.
And, yeah, you know, when I work for the school system, when I work for Murfreesboro City Schools, I would see parents pulling kids out that didn't speak English, applying for some position. they would pull their kids out to help them with their applications. So the kids are missing a day of learning.
Yeah.
So they could help their parent be able to fill out applications and stuff because they can't read English. So we want to prevent that from happening. We want to give the tools to all our families so they can be successful, you know, and so those students can stay in school and learn instead of helping their parents. Mm-hmm. And everything we do, Brian, we do it for free. Right now, we are revamping our website. We're getting a new website. But any information they need, they can go to www.readtosucceed.org, or they can call us at 615-738-7323.
And that's 2-T-O, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you about this. And Jolene Rednati is joining us with Read to Succeed. The adult literacy, all of that goes on with this. How are the people that you work with finding out about the services that are there for them? Because I think maybe that's a challenge for that population.
Actually, it is, like, you know, I'm from the north, if you can't tell. But, you know, like when you go to Chicago, there are sections. And even New York or, you know, some bigger cities, there are sections like, you know, kind of like a Little Italy, kind of, you know.
Okay.
Folks tend to move in around other folks they know or folks from their community, and they just stay a tight-knit community. So realistically, we can register, and we're like, wow, registration's about average. And then when those friends, those folks tell their friends and tell people they know from work
We get calls out
like it's crazy. Like we had over 500 people register for ESL, but we don't have enough volunteers in space, so we can only help who we can house.
Sure.
They're on a waiting list, and they'll be our first for the next session, which starts in the fall, because we English is second language. We always do that like a school year, so it starts in the fall. Till December, they have a break, and then it continues. So we don't take on any new people, because if, say, you're in level 4 and somebody new comes in, you can't go back and start all over. So it's closed. We close registration and classes after end of September. We give folks time to register. So if we have more volunteers and then we can get more sites, we can help everybody. So this is a good time to ask for folks if you feel led. To volunteer and help make a difference in the life of a family, not just that adult, but as a family. That helps them get sustainable employment, be a well-rounded citizen, and be able to help their children, grow more.
And so I'm sure if those listening and are thinking, I could volunteer, they can find that on the website, I'm sure, too.
Yes, and they can reach out to us. We offer tutor training all the time, and we give the tutors the materials to be successful. You don't need to speak the language, or if you want to just do one-on-one to help somebody get their high school diploma. But either way, we do all the tutor training. We offer several times. We're doing one in April and doing one in May. So we our goal is to make a more literate society for Rutherford County.
Where do the classes take place and such?
Well, we have great community partners. We're at Motlow Community College to help the families, because public transportation, Brian,
sure.
out on the outskirts. So we're at Motlow. We're also at St. Rose on Sundays for their congregation. We're at First United Methodist Church for all the folks that want to come. That's a daytime. And then we're at First Presbyterian Church. And then the beauty of it is, through COVID, we did learn some great things to help our families. We also offer online classes, which make a huge difference if you don't have transportation. So they have an opportunity to go to all of those sites. We have the one daytime and the three evening. Well, and then one on all day Sunday at St. Rose. But then we have daytime and evening online classes as well.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good stuff to know. And readtosucceed.org online. Jolene Rednati is joining us today. You've got a spelling bee coming up, I hear.
This is one of my favorite. This is our 20th annual because we couldn't do it during the year of COVID, but it's our 20th annual. It's called Read Bee, Sixth Grade Spelling Bee. It is on April 12th, Friday, April 12th at 6 p.m. We're at the wonderful Patterson Park Community Center inside the Washington Theater. We have the attendance for spellers are a little low this year, and I think it's just life is happening at the schools, and it was hard for some of the schools to get their individual Bs. We normally have around 19 schools. We have 12 this year. So that kind of breaks my heart a little bit, but we're still looking forward to having a great Bee. These are all sixth graders. It was offered to all schools in our community that are in Rutherford County. What they do is they do individual class Bees, and then those individual sixth grade classes will compete, and then they have one winner and an alternate from each school, and then we have their information. But like city schools, they have three schools that do not have sixth grade anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have enough. So, you know, they either those kids went on to Rutherford County or they were, you know, went to another city school. And we only have four Rutherford County schools, and we usually have about eight. It's just, I think, new principals and not knowing about the program and understanding it, even with me communicating. But I'm excited with our 12 students. I'm really looking forward to a good old-fashioned spelling bee. I'm grateful for Redstone Federal Credit Union is the one and only sponsor for the night, because that night, the winner and the second place and now third place, they all get cash prizes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. So, hey, I would want to go spell, you know, get to spend a little money. All the spellers get a little, I call it a swag bag. They get a brand new book so they can read and some other fun literacy-based items in their swag bag. Our pronouncer is Michael Lynn White this year. And then our wonderful judges, Francella Salas from Redstone Federal Credit Union. And our head judge is Meredith Thomas. I think you may have heard. Meredith has won a Bee, a celebrity spelling Bee. And so is Michael Lynn as well. Waiting to hear back, I had one of my judges just let me know they were unable to do it that night. So I have one more judge I'm working on. But it's a fun night. The kids get to go out and then just show their spelling masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. This is the Scripps Spelling Bee. It's the Scripps certified word list from the company. And this is the same list we use for the adults. And these kids are impressive because they can outspell a lot of the adults.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So I've competed myself in two spelling bees and not successfully either. So I want to say it was like third grade back when I was in school. We had a little spelling bee. And I was on the celebrity bee. I can't remember how many years ago it's been. And my goal was not to be the first out.
Yeah.
So I made that goal.
Yeah.
So well, I was kind of the middle of the road. So, you know, it's okay.
Adults, it's still hard for adults to get up
sure.
in front of people. But imagine children getting up in front of people. But, Brian, this is open to the whole community. We really encourage folks to come out. It's a fun night of just a good old-fashioned
sure.
bee. Kids are up on the stage. And we like to honor them and honor literacy. So if folks want to come out, it's a free event. That's Friday, April 12th. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Washington Theater in Patterson Park.
Yeah, come out and cheer on these kiddos who've put in a lot of hard work.
Yes.
And, you know, I know there'll be nerves and all that kind of stuff, you know, but that's really good for the kids. I'm sure that they will excel in that.
And it is, and it's nice. And you know, every one of them has already won because they won at their school. They're all winners. And to me, if you can spell, you're a winner all the way.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I had trouble with the word succeed this morning because it looks weird. There's two C's and two E's, you know, and it's like, okay, is that right? You know, so, I mean, it's a skill that, you know, we all use, and that's great that you're doing that. So, calling for volunteers, anybody who wants to volunteer, if you know someone that could use the services of Read to Succeed, read2succeed.org. And any final thoughts here in the last few seconds?
Brian, I'd like to say that we just have such an amazing community, and I am so grateful. We are celebrating our 20th year, and if it wasn't for the generosity of folks volunteering and helping us with funding and just our programming altogether, we couldn't do what we do, and we know that we're making a difference in the lives of our families through literacy, and we're grateful for our community.
And I'm sure if you feel led to, help out financially, that would be okay too, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, Jolene, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. Very good to have you today.
Thank you, Brian, and thanks to WGNS.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's Jolene Rednati joining us today from Read to Succeed. Again, readtosucceed.org. Spell out 2-T-O, okay? And 2 C's, 2 E's, if that kind of messes you up like it does me. All right, hope you enjoyed the show. If you missed part of it, came in late, want to check out the podcast, go to wgnsradio.com/listen to see where you can hear your shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's wgnsradio.com/listen.